Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL, Mike Dottiglia along with Charlie Long, and we're joined now by our Odyssey NFL insider, Mark Schlereff, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. You can listen to the Stinkin' Truth podcast now on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. I know the season's over, Stink, but man, what's happening on the podcast?
Well, you know, I mean, wild card weekend, right? What an unbelievable weekend it was. Had a couple of duds in there, but for the most part, the games were spectacular. We talked a lot about Ben Johnson and his just I don't give a rip attitude, you know, in the locker room. And it was funny because I was texting with him yesterday, and I was just like, "Hey, man, authentically be you." And I think it's one of the things to me that's the most important part. Nine teams right now without coaches. The most important part about a head coach is being able to command the room and authentically being who you are. And I think it's one of the reasons that, like, a lot of guys off the Belichick tree have not had success. Well, Vrabel really didn't coach under Belichick. So, but one of the reasons those guys under the Belichick tree didn't have a lot of success is because every time you would go to a game with one of those guys, it would be Belichickian. You know, everything would be like, oh, this is the Patriot way, and we're going to copy the Patriot way. And I think guys just get to the point where they're like, dude, be your own man. Do your own thing, right? And so I think that was one of the things that was really interesting to me. And Ben Johnson, he gives zero you-know-whats when it comes to what anybody else thinks, man. He is doing what he wants to do in the way he wants to coach. And to come back from 21-3 down and to just be, you know, I mean, just to be getting throttled, I think six first downs in that first half, and to come storming back in that second half. What a remarkable game. What a remarkable comeback that was.
Mark, one of the things I'll ask you about, because for a lot of people, we talk about this so much come draft time, Charlie and I, the two tight ends that came out in this past draft, Tyler Warren, who was a big time for Indianapolis Colts, really was. And then you see Colston Loveland, his impact with the Chicago Bears. We see what the Rams do with the 13 personnel, three tight ends, and how that sort of had evolved during the year with Sean McVay. That's a position that has really sort of changed throughout pro football over the last couple of years. More usage of the tight ends, because now you're getting these tight ends, they look like pumped-up receivers. You know, and then you get maybe a guy that is a better blocker than the other two, but you're getting receivers now playing the tight end position, and it's becoming a big weapon for all of these teams come playoff time.
Yeah, there is no question. And it's become one of the most important positions. And, you know, you got to get it right. And obviously with the Rams, they've got four different guys. They're all 6'5". They're all 250. They can all run, right? And they're all willing participants in the blocking game. It's one of the things that drives me crazy when I hear people talk about, oh, we don't need tight ends that can block. Do we just split them out? And like, no, I need a guy that's willing. You don't have to be, you know, you don't have to be the best, but you got to be willing. You got to be a willing participant in that part of the game, because then it puts the defense in a dilemma. And, you know, ultimately we get in that 12 personnel, we get in that 13 personnel, whatever it is. Now you've got to decide, man, we're going to play you guys big, or we're going to try to get away with nickel. And, you know, you've got those big tight ends that can outrun linebackers, that are great route runners, that are big and physical and can post up safeties and post up nickelbacks. And like, it just gives you such an advantage. And then the other thing that ends up happening to you is you get in this big personnel, but you're still running your 11 personnel plays out of big personnel. So a lot of times what ends up happening is the defense hasn't really prepped a lot of that stuff, because most of the time you don't get that stuff out of that personnel grouping, right? And when you can run all those things out of that personnel grouping, it's just another layer of preparation that you have to get ready for. And it just makes it really tough on coordinators. And we always see this cat and mouse game in the NFL where, you know, like Wildcat for a while was huge, right? And everybody had to get in the Wildcat based off of what Miami was doing back in the day. And then we saw it, you know, run its course over 2 years and kind of, and defenses kind of caught up to what they were doing, and then it dissipated, you know, and you see a sprinkling of it, a smattering of it every now and again. But it's just kind of a cyclical nature of football. And if you can find a couple of those tight ends like they did in Chicago, man, it's a huge advantage for you.
Yeah, because the mismatch downfield in the passing game. And the one thing with Loveland, I mean, he don't look it, but he's a willing blocker. The same thing with Tyler Warren. It's not that they're great blockers, but they give you effort there. And, man, you get them downfield, a 6'5"-plus receiver. Mm-hmm. Okay, ain't got no 6'5", 6'4", 6'3" defensive back trying to cover them guys. That causes a lot of issues.
Yeah, you look at Colby Parkinson, who's, I think, 6'7". Catch he made for the Rams to win that game. I mean, one, he wasn't open. Two, like, he made a catch where he's not open, and it was probably the most perfect throw you're ever going to have. And there's, you know, I mean, how, you can't defend that. You just flat out can't defend it.
Mark, one of the things, too, is this weekend we get to see it, because the defenses for Seattle and Denver are so good. Last night, watching that game with the Texans, it's almost looked like, you know, a cage match. And somebody had loaded up a glove, and they were just hitting Pittsburgh every which way but loose. Even Jacksonville, I mean, Josh Allen had to put on the Superman cape to beat them, to be honest with you. Their defense was outstanding. Now, they need some work in the secondary, maybe a guy or two there. But, man, nobody rushes the ball against them at all. And now we see the resurgence of a lot of assets being put on the defensive side of the football. For years it was, oh, pay the receiver, pay the quarterback. We're not paying the running back, but we'll pay the receivers and the quarterback. But look at what's happening on the defensive side of the football. And now we add two more really good defenses when you add up Seattle and Denver this weekend, along with the Texans.
Yeah, I mean, unbelievable defenses. And, you know, and those guys, you know, creating turnovers or are forcing you to punt, making you think twice about going for it on fourth down, being able to get a sack at a pivotal time and knock you out of field goal range, all those different things, man. The defense has set a tone. And, you know, we've got three great ones, as you mentioned, left in these playoffs. I mean, really, the Rams have got – although they got kind of turned around a little bit in their secondary, the Rams have got a really good front seven. So there's a bunch of really good defenses. And, you know, and obviously Denver's is great. And I tell you what, the Houston Texans to me is just like that. That is one, watching that defense go is super impressive. So, you know, you got to have a complete team to win a championship. Defense does not win championships, right? If C.J. Stroud plays that way against a competent, good football team, they're going to lose even with that great defense. And so he's got to play better. But, boy, there's some special defenses out there, no question about it.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Our Insider Calls with Mark Slareff are brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. Charlie?
You know, Mark, there's some great matchups, divisional playoff weekend, a couple ones that just jump off the page. Obviously, the grudge match rivalry between the 49ers and the Seahawks, who hate each other, that should be a lot of fun. But I wanted to get your breakdown of the Texans versus the Patriots, because yes, that, I mean, the Texans defense was everything it was advertised to be when they just smoked Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers this past night. But going up against Drake May and the Patriots offense has been so stout all season long. There's a reason that Drake is up for NFL MVP. It's going to be between him and Stafford in all likelihood. But just the season that he's had, this is going to be his biggest test on the biggest stage, though, against that Texans defense, Mark.
Yeah, and this comes down for me. You know, you can talk about Will Campbell, and you can talk about the two rookies on the left-hand side, and you know, and they had their hands full against the Chargers. I think they gave up five or six sacks in that game. Chargers are probably a very undervalued defense, underrated defense with a couple of three edge guys that in a rotation that are really, really good. I was like, for me, I live here in Denver, and I was being asked on my radio show, would you rather face the Chargers or would you rather face the Bills with Josh Allen? And I frankly said I'd rather face the Bills with Josh Allen, because the Chargers have really dismantled this Broncos offense. They've dismantled the run game. They have really made it tough. And so that was kind of my takeaway on that. But, you know, when you talk about New England, it's really going to come down to how does Josh McDaniels call the offense? How does he take pressure off that offensive line? How does he take the passive out of pass protection and give those guys a lot of different opportunities to change up sets? Because let me just tell you this, you get behind in this game and you let Will Campbell off of one edge and Danielle Hunter, who is probably the most underrated, undervalued defensive player in the National Football League, off the other, like, you're going to lose. Like, there's just, I'm sorry, but you're just not going to contain those guys and their defensive secondary, their defense, their linebacking core. They are so fast, so aggressive, and you get no leaky yardage. Like, once you complete a pass, they're very much like Seattle. That cushion or that window is, you know, 2 yards, and you complete that pass, and they hit you right there. You do not fall forward. You do not gain an extra 2 yards. You are stuck right there. And so what you think normally gets you, you know, you throw it for a 4-yard completion, and it ends up getting you 7 yards. You throw it for a 4-yard completion, and it gets you 3. You know, I mean, that's how they hit you and knock you back. So, I think this is going to be a really tough matchup without question. But listen, if CJ Stroud doesn't play better and doesn't have better ball security, I shouldn't say play better. He still played okay, but his ball security was just awful, and his inability to catch a shotgun snap and the misconnection between the center and him, I don't know what was going on there, but if that happens again against New England, they will lose that game.
Mark, his interception in the red zone when it was a 7-6 game in the third quarter, yeah. It's still like up in – that might have been a bottom three throw of the entire wild card weekend. He just panicked and put one up into double coverage. It was an easy pickoff for the DB. But the other game this upcoming Sunday night, you already mentioned Ben Johnson and how fired up he was after the ridiculous comeback against the Packers. I think Al Michaels is in the broadcast saying that he's never seen Chicago bumping like this. It was an unbelievable atmosphere, a crazy comeback for Caleb Williams and the Bears. But now you go up against the champion, Matt Stafford, who's been there, done that. However, one thing to note, this game being in Chicago with the Bears being the 2 seed, I think, Mark, it's supposed to be like a high of 19, a low of 11, but with the wind chill up in Chicago, it's going to feel like anywhere from 1 to 11. So it's going to be really, really nasty conditions. Football weather, as a lot of people like to say. But also your breakdown of Stafford and the Rams against, obviously, Caleb Williams and the Bears in this really fun matchup.
Yeah, you know, I mean, obviously the back end, the secondary is going to have to be so much better than they were against the Carolina Panthers. They made the Carolina Panthers look like an efficient passing game. And you know, and I've done a lot of Carolina games this year, as you guys know, and that's not how I would ever, you know, describe them. And good for the Carolina Panthers for getting that going, but that was a really poor performance by their back end, by their coverage guys. And they got fooled, and I think part of that was they just didn't expect it. And what they had seen on tape wasn't exactly what they saw in that game. But to be up 14-0 and to lose that lead and have to come back and win that game 34-30, unacceptable. And Matthew Stafford didn't play his best game. So I think there's a lot of teaching tape coming off that film. The other thing that they really didn't do, really didn't take advantage of, which was interesting to me, was all that, which we talked about earlier, that 12 and 13 personnel groupings. They got Puka back, or not Puka, but they got Adams back with Puka, and they stayed out of a lot of that multiple tight end formations, which I think was kind of a necessity because of the injuries to the wide receivers, and they got into more, he got into more three wides, 11 personnel, and they did a lot more of that stuff. I think they need to get back to their big personnel, to their multiple tight ends. I think that's going to be imperative for them moving forward. So, I thought that the Rams would just blow out. I thought they would blow out Carolina and tip your cap to Carolina, but I just thought that was a great performance by Stafford and that back end secondary. They got torched a little bit. So a lot of great teaching tape for them. They'll have to clean it up.
Mark, last question for you. Your thoughts on Mike Tomlin walking away from the Steelers. I don't think we've seen the last of Coach Tomlin. I think he'll probably take that Sean Payton route, sit out a year, do a little TV, come back and coach again in 2027. But to go 19 years and not have a losing season, Mike Tomlin's one hell of a coach.
Yeah, no question about it. And he's one of my favorite guys all time to sit down and talk football with and to meet with, because he just gives it to you. I mean, both barrels. He lets you know exactly what he's thinking, exactly what the plan is, exactly what they're trying to do. And he said it to me on multiple times. Hey, man, I want to have a great game. I want you guys to have a great game. So, you know, I trust you, and I'll tell you exactly what our plan is, exactly what we're trying to accomplish. And then he just has a way of saying things, you know, and talking about the game that is just refreshing, man. It's so much fun to listen to him, you know, talk about football. And so he's just going to be an absolute hit if he does decide to go the broadcasting route. He did resign, so the Steelers hold his rights, so he would have to be traded for if somebody wanted him to coach this year. So just keep that in mind. Somebody's going to have to give up a draft pick to get Mike Tomlin this year. So I'm with you. I think he probably goes in the broadcast booth for a year.
Mark, hey, appreciate it. And, man, enjoy the football watching. We don't have a lot more games. And I tell people about college football, oh, way too many bowl games. Okay, I'm not going to disagree. Now you're going to bitch. Guess what? Got one more college football game left. That's it.
Yeah. Yeah, I get it. I get it, man. But it should be a good one.
All righty. Thank you, Mark. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Mark.
That was our Odyssey NFL Insider, Mark Schlereff, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. Mark is also the host of the Odyssey original, the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Remember to listen to the Stinkin' Truth podcast on Spotify or Apple Podcasts.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.